Welcome to the podcast. I'm Rosa Coelho, your host, lifestyle entrepreneur, health coach, and speaker. I've gone from being in complete overwhelm, burning the candle at both ends, and watching my health, relationships, and business suffer, to creating a life with more joy, ease, and abundance. If you're ready to let go of the overwhelm, reclaim your health, and push past your comfort zone so that you can unleash your next level of success to create a greater impact, then sit back as we delve into conversations as well as bring on guests to share with you tools, knowledge, and real action steps to get you there. Listen in because you never know when you may hear something that changes everything. Hello, beautiful friend. Welcome to another episode. I am so happy to have you join me. Today, we're talking about 5 mistakes that are keeping you from seeing results in the gym. And I really want to get into these because they are something that definitely comes up regularly in the Simply Strong program, which is my 6-week program for ladies. And I coach and repeat these things over and over and over because the program is not just a here's what you need to do and do it. It's also an education. I want the ladies to, at the end of the 6 weeks, know what they need to do to continue to see results. So the very first thing that I see a lot of ladies not doing is not strength training. And I get it. I came into this world of strength training much like a bit later in life. I was in my early 30s, but there's people that have been doing it forever. And then I get it when women don't do it at all. Like I still see women like cardio queens. I'm of that cardio queen generation when it was all about the aerobics and the step and the this. And we do tend to gravitate to classes and to things like Zumba. And I think it's not just because it's not about it being easier. I think we're just social beings and there's nothing wrong with that. And strength training can feel a little bit isolating if you are wanting to embark on it on your own or just like trying to find a friend that wants to do it with you. And there's nothing wrong with that and a little bit of accountability. And so it's not as easy in that sense of just go to a class and just do a class. It's more individual. It takes some skill and some learning. And so I do understand why women don't strength train. But here's the thing, it is so worth it and it's so empowering. And if you're 40 and above, it is just incredible the impact that it can have on your health, longevity, posture, the whole, I'm not going to say balancing hormones because in our 40s, we're no longer balancing hormones. Those babies are plummeting, but they can really help us to regulate our blood sugar levels and regulate insulin. And so it's really important and can definitely help with perimenopause symptoms and all the things. So it is important to start strength training. So if you're not doing it, and strength training can be anything from, you can start off with just your own body weight, doing body weight squats, body weight push-ups, all the things. Now that won't last forever. You eventually need to add some weight, but you can start. And there are wonderful apps out there and YouTube videos and all the things for support, especially at the beginning, if you're just using body weight. And I do think it's worth investing either in a local personal trainer that can take you through some things. Obviously the Simply Strong program I've got for you, but there are ways to start to learn it and it's never too late. 40s, 50s, 60s, it really is never too late to start strength training. So that's number one. Now, that kind of also gives a clue to the next 4 because the next 4 are all around strength training. Because if you're going to put the time and the effort into it, I want it to be worth it for you. I want you to get the very best results. And there are a few key things that I do see women in particular not getting right when they are doing the strength training. Number one is, the second thing is not lifting heavy enough. So like I said, you can start off with body weight and that will feel hard enough at the beginning, especially depending on the exercise. But with time, you do need to bring in the weights. And the way I like to work is I like to work in a range, especially when ladies are just getting started. We start with the higher repetition. So I would say you're doing squats, then the rep range I like for especially someone at the beginning is a rep range between 8 and 12. That means that by the time you can easily get to 8, but by the time you're getting to 12, you can't quite get that last one in. Like like the weight that you're using is heavy. And then you want to do about three rounds of that. So we call those sets. So three sets. And in between each one, you're going to rest. At the beginning, I would say you could rest about a minute when you're doing the lighter weight. But as you get heavier and more intense, then I like to leave longer rests. 2 to 3 minutes at least is what I like to rest between sets. That's why you see the guys like hanging around the gym and you're like, what are they doing? Are they even working out? Like it seems like they're sitting around more than they're doing the exercise. And that's because they are. The rest really is important because when you finish one of the sets and you go in to do another set of it, you want to make sure that your muscles are rested so that you can lift heavy again and really do it with really great form. So once someone is lifting, once you're getting to like three rounds of 12 with an exercise and it's easy for you, it's time to lift that weight. So to increase that weight. So increase it by 5, sometimes even 10 pounds isn't too much if you're doing the three sets of 12, but you do want to start increasing. Now, as you increase, you want to do it so that you can still do it with great form. Nothing ever trumps form. So that's, and by that, I just mean like if you're squatting, you're not doing it with like a really rounded back, like your core is strong, your back is strong, and you are doing it with that correct technique. If it's too heavy and you can't maintain that, then it's too heavy. You don't want to do that because not only does it impact your results, but you also risk injury. So you want to be doing things properly. Once that's easy, then I like to start to play around with those repetitions and those sets, and I lower them. So I'll lower the reps from 5 to 8. So you go a lot heavier. So that means by 8, you're struggling to get that 8th one. And I like to increase the sets. So now I like to do like 4 and even sometimes 5 sets. And that does increase the time of the workout because you're resting in between just as much, the 2 to 3 minutes between each set. And that's why when we go to the gym and strength train, I don't often do more than 4 or 5 exercises in one go. It does take time. So number 3 thing that I see, and this is so common, and I have yet to come across a client or a woman in my program that doesn't do this, and me included. Like I still have to focus on this one a lot, especially depending on the day. And that's that we do the exercise too quickly. So for example, it's called tempo, how quickly you do a repetition of the exercise. So let's take the squat again, for example. If you're standing tall and you start to lower yourself to the ground, I like to lower for 4. So your tempo would be 1, 2, 3, 4. At the bottom of the squat, you don't relax. You actually create tension with your core and then you push up strong and a little faster. So I'll push up for 2. I'll go 1, 2. And so the down is slow, the up is fast, and it's all controlled because this is called time under tension. And it's this time under tension where you're really gaining the most, that's where you're gaining the strength and the gains from what you're doing. If you're just doing it quickly, you're not really strength training. You're probably not lifting very or heavy enough. So you want to slow down the exercise so that you have that time under tension so that you're getting incredible results. And I love this because it also really gets your brain to work. Like this is why I can do the same boring exercises. I say boring, they're not boring to me. Do the same exercises for years in terms of like the squat or the lunge or the push-up. Like there's just some classic moves that you're always going to be doing. And you can do them for so long and never get tired of them because your brain is always engaged. You're engaged through every repetition. So it's like the mind-body connection. You're not just going through the motions. And this is why I am not a fan of when I see like, let's do 100, like the 100 squat challenge, 100 squats a day. I'm just like, oh gosh, like what is that doing? I mean, look, movement is good. Most movement is really good. And anyone that's trying to move their body, that's great. But if you really want to have like body composition changes, then you need to really slow down those repetitions that you're doing. Number 4 is not following a plan long enough. So what I see is people... let me back up. Let's say number 4 is not following a plan, first of all. I'm just getting ahead of myself. So not following a plan. So going in and being like, oh, today I feel like doing some lunges. Oh, today I feel like doing a stiff leg deadlift. Oh, today I feel like maybe I'll do some curl and presses or some military presses. And you just kind of, you're just, every time you go in, you're switching up what you're doing. There's no real plan. And the problem with that is that you're then not able to track how you're getting stronger so that you know how much and when to increase the weight. But also those body parts aren't being pushed in the way that they need to be pushed because you're always changing whatever body parts you decide to work on for that day. And to do anything just by the way we feel is not a great idea and not efficient or effective. So number five is not following the plan long enough. So strength training plans, you want to be doing, I mean, I would say a minimum of 4 weeks, but I don't really work in 4 week blocks. I like to do a minimum of 6 to 8 weeks. So for Simply Strong, for example, the ladies have two workouts. They have workout A and workout B. And so what they do is they're working out 2 to 3 times a week, depending on what their schedule is like. But typically if they can do three, they're going to do like A on a Monday, B on a Wednesday, maybe see A again on the Saturday. And then when they go to the following Monday, they go back to the B. And so they're just alternating those workouts, but it's the same two workouts for the 6 weeks that they're with me. And that's how you really start to make incredible gains, is you've got to do it long enough. And like I said, it might sound boring to do the same two workouts for 6 to 8 weeks, but it really isn't, because what's cool is your results. You're seeing the impact, like you're seeing how strong you're getting literally from session to session. And especially when you first get started, like you really make those like neurological gains early. So you feel like you're getting strong pretty quickly. And that's always really nice to see. And it's just so confidence building too. And so you start to feel those results. You start to just focus more on technique, and it's fun to be tracking and writing down the weights that you're doing and seeing that progress. And so that's really where the exciting part comes and the interesting part comes. And so 6 to 8 weeks really doesn't feel like that long to be doing a program, and it doesn't get boring. It actually is super fun. There's nothing better than getting results and feeling like, you know, the work that you're putting in is so worth it. And I think that's so much better than just, you know, hopping on that treadmill or just deciding I'm going to do this today, or I'm going to do that, or I'm going to do this class, I'm going to do that class, and then never really getting the results that you're after, yet you're putting in all that time. And so those are the five things that I really see come up a lot. So number one is the not strength training. Number two was not lifting heavy enough. Number three was doing the repetitions of the exercise too quickly. Number four was not following a plan. And number five was not following that plan long enough. So I hope that that is helpful. And if you are nervous about strength training, don't let that hold you back. Push past that fear. You know, more than ever, it's just amazing how many women in their 40s and 50s and 60s. And when I think of Train with Joan, I mean, she just turned 78 and she's strength training. Like those days of like aerobics only, and there's not enough out there for women, those days are gone. Like there's so much information for women now. There's so many videos online. There's gyms, like you don't have to feel uncomfortable now. Like I've been training in like what used to be like the bro part of the gym, or what that would feel super intimidating. But now like, oh gosh, like the range of ages, and it's men and women, and it's very cool. It's not quite like the muscle area that it used to be, like in terms of all the guys. And that's just because women are like, nope, like this is good for me and I'm going to do what it takes. And like I said, a variety of ages, which I love. There's nothing I love more than seeing people that are much older than me strength training. And that's because I don't think people realize like what an inspiration they are. And think about that for yourself too. Like you don't know who you're inspiring to do the same because you're willing to push past your comfort zone and do something new. And so when I see those those people that are much older than me strength training, I just go, yes, like I just love it. I love the idea that that can be me. Whereas before, I don't think we had these role models. And when I say role models, I'm talking your everyday people that have just figured it out that strength training is key to longevity. It's key to like when you're in your 60s and 70s and beyond that you can still go hiking, you can still take holidays, you can still do all the things because your body is showing up for you because it's strong. And there's nothing like today to start. I wouldn't put it off. Just start as soon as you can. And the thing about the strength training is you just never regret it. Like I don't know anyone that goes, oh, I wish that I hadn't done strength training. Like everyone just gets, you just get so much from it. Like I said, you also get the confidence from it and the postural gains and quality of life and all the things. So I want to encourage you to strength train. And if you're thinking, oh my goodness, Rosa, like I really don't know where to start. I would love to do it with a group of people. And I would also love to like learn how to support the strength training because how you eat is really important too to support that muscle growth and the sleep and the healing and all of the things. And so if you're looking for like a structured plan to get you started, then have a look on Instagram. I'll put the link in the show notes, but I do have the Simply Strong program for you. At the time of this recording, I don't know if it's still open or if I have a wait list, but I let in a few women each month and sometimes a couple times a month, just depending where we're at. I just don't like to bring in a ton of people all at once because you do still get personalized check-ins with me. And so I need to make sure that I have the time to really give those check-ins the feedback and the time that they deserve. But I'm in the group every single day answering questions on top of that. So it is such a fun group and I'm loving the results that the ladies are getting. It's just so beautiful. All right, my friend, have an amazing week and I can't wait to see you next.
Thank you so much for listening in today. I know time is precious and I'm grateful you shared yours with me. It would mean the world to me if you felt an impact, a moment of inspiration, or learned something new, if you would share it with those you care about and leave me a review on iTunes. I'd love to know what spoke to you or what you'd like to hear more of. Your sharing and leaving a review would help so much on this journey to making an impact on as many people as possible. It's worth it. I know from experience, there are moments when something we hear has the possibility of changing everything.